Welcome to 19 Witches, a podcast all about music. This is a special episode from my other podcast, It's All in the Reflexes, all about the greatest movie ever made, John Carpenter's Big Trouble in Little China. I hope you enjoy it.
It's on the reflexes.
Welcome to It's All in the Reflexes, podcast all about the greatest movie of all time, John Carpenter's Big Trouble in Little China. I'm Luke. Please follow me on Instagram at Bigger Trouble in Little China, a great place to meet other Big Trouble in Little China fans. If you can also take the time to follow, subscribe and rate, give 5 stars on any platforms you listen to podcasts on, that would be amazing of you. So let's get started, and remember, it's all in the reflexes.
Everybody relax, I'm here.
On this episode, I'm going to be talking about the soundtrack to Big Trouble in Little China. The original release of the soundtrack on CD, which I got from eBay a few years ago for about £15, which is a good price. I will put a photo on Instagram. It's like a light blue colour background with Big Trouble in Little China in red letters on the cover. The photo must be from a photo shoot for the film, not a scene from the movie. It's Wang, Gracie and Jack in front of the big statue that Rain crashes into when he dies at the end of the movie, and the Battle of the Great Arcade. We see Gracie is wearing a red shirt that she doesn't wear in the film at all, and she's holding onto Jack's arm, and Wang has his back to Gracie, but he's wearing the green jumpsuit, the sort of Top Gun flight suit, which he wears at the end of the movie. At that point, Gracie would have been in the wedding dress. So it must be from a photo shoot. The flight suit was Dennis Dunn's idea. He was meant to be dressed up as just like the other Chang Sings, like in the ninja outfit. But he brought the idea to John Carpenter and the costume designer, and they both liked it. And it does work for him because it kind of makes him stand out from the others. Inside the case, on the little leaflet inside, there is a photo of John Carpenter just next to a camera, and one of him and Kurt Russell, the one when they are standing holding, John is holding an axe and Kirk is holding a sword, and they're sort of standing looking at the camera. On the back of the CD and also on the back of the leaflet are 5 smaller photos. One of Lo Pan, one of the Wing Kongs, Jack by himself, and Jack with Wang and Gracie, and with him, with Gracie and Mao Ying. So, Big Trouble in Little China, the original motion picture soundtrack. Music composed, performed, and produced by John Carpenter. It was recorded at the Electric Melody Studios and in Glendale, California. And the recording, mixing, sequencing, and synthesizer programming was done by Alan Holworth. Also on here is John Carpenter's band. It has a band, and it's called the Cope DeVilles. And the other members, apart from John, is Nick Castle and Tommy Lee Wallace. Check out the music video for Big Trouble in Little China on YouTube, and it's also on the DVD and Blu-ray. CD was released by Enigma Records, and there are only 9 songs on it. Number one is the Big Trouble in Little China song by the Cope DeVilles. Number two is the Porkchop Express. Number three, The Alley. Number four, Here Comes the Storms. Number five, Lo Pan's Domain. Number six, Escape from the Wing Kong. Number seven, Into the Spirit Path. Number 8, The Great Arcade. Number 9, The Final Escape. So I'm going to talk about some of them. So number 1, the Big Trouble in Little China song by the Cope DeVilles, John Carpenter's band, which plays at the end of the movie, over the credits, 3 minutes and 15 seconds. Some great lyrics to this song. You can feel the wind is rising, baby. Now the truth is here. Out of the dark, they're coming, baby. all the things you fear. We better run, running through the mystic night. That's just cool. Later on, it's also, you can feel the thunder moving, baby, like an evil dream. So that kind of reference is thunder, one of the three storms, and like an evil dream, which is kind of how Eggchan's kind of describing Lo Pan to Gracie Law, you know, like an evil dream. And I really do like what it just says, running through the mystic night. So that's a really great song. Number two is the Pork Chop Express, 3:43. This is the main title theme song, and my favourite. It's as the title starts and we see the Pork Chop Express driving in the rain over the bridge, and Jack is talking on the CB radio. The music is playing, and this would have been the start of the movie if they hadn't added the scene. The studio hadn't made them add the scene with Eggchan at the beginning in the lawyer's office when he shows them the lightning between his hands. You know, they made them add that scene to make Jack Burnham look more heroic. It wasn't needed. The next song is The Alley, which is, in this version, is only 2:01. But if you get the new longer version on, which I got on the vinyl a few years ago, it is a lot longer and broken up into two different songs. This is The Alley. It is where the Chang Sings are having the funeral procession for Lem Lee. Lem Lee was like a godfather type character of Little China. So in Little China, he was like the godfather type character. So Lo Pan had him killed, and then he attacks the funeral. And this is sort of kind of, you remember the Chinese standoff and the drums beating, and this is before the storms arise, before the Chinese standoff and the drums. This is also the scene where we see Gerard Okamura, the golden six shooter, and Ao Li Long. They played the Wing Kong Hatchet Men, they're called. It's a great song from a great scene. And part of the song is actually sort of one of the, like, the sound effects that's used in the film, as sort of as weapons flying through the air, probably knives being flying through the air. It's very good. Number four is Here Comes the Storms, also a longer version. Also, this song is also a lot longer, twice as long on the new album. Number five is Lo Pan's Domain, which is 4:30. This sounds like, no offense, John Cobbler, this sounds almost like spa music. It kind of gives you the atmosphere of obviously Lo Pan's Domain as they were going around his underground lair. It's this one is shorter on the new release, and it also has, it's called Lo Pan's Domain, but it has another title after it, / Looking for a Girl. So obviously referencing that Lo Pan is looking for a girl with green eyes. Number six is Escape from the Wing Kong, long song, number 7:56. Number seven is Into the Spirit Path, 7:03. The Spirit Path is you have that long corridor of all the statues when Jack and Egg, they kind of go into the food supply, they slide down into the raw fish, and they come out in the corridor, and there's a sort of a long corridor of statues, and then you have the golden spirit path warriors that walk past, and Jack is ready for a fight for them, but they just kind of just keep walking. And it's also the one at the end in the Battle of the Great Arcade, where one of these big golden armored guards attack Jack Burden, and he falls on the floor. He has to use his knife to stab him in. So they're called the Spirit Path Warriors, and that is the corridor is called the Spirit Path. Song eight is The Great Arcade, and that is a really long song, 10:04. And The Great Arcade is what they call where the last scene happens, you know, when you have the wedding of Lo Pan and you have the escalator coming down out of the big skull. That whole area is called the Great Arcade. On the new version, it's a little bit shorter, but it's also in brackets called a mini rock opera. So number 9, the final song, is 4 minutes and 48, and this is as they escape. This is the final escape, and this is as when they escape from the Wing Kong. On the new version, it's called The Final Escape, also Lo Pan's Demise, / The Getaway. So it's kind of the part where Lo Pan, the death of Lo Pan, and also when the Porkchop Express, The Getaway, drives away. So this is a great song. So from the new version, the release on vinyl, some great titles, some other songs on there. One song is just called Hide, and the other, there's one song called Call the Police, Dragon Eyes, and there's one on there called Goodbye Jack. That must be when Jack Burton is leaving at the end of the movie. This soundtrack is well worth listening to. You can find, like, the music video is really good for the Big Drum Little China song by the Cope de Villes. I hope I'm saying that right. And the rest you can find on Spotify and other places. And there are lots of different versions of these songs. But it is a great album, and it does show the genius of John Carpenter and what he can do with a soundtrack. If you can, please take the time to write a review, leave a 5-star rating on whichever platform you listen to podcasts. That would be great of you. And remember, it's all in the reflexes.
It's on the reflexes.